Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sidney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
Give me that verse in Hebrews, Tim. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness. See, that's why we have to grow. When we grow, we become more skilled in righteousness, more mature in righteousness. You get righteousness the day you become born again. And now you got to learn how to grow and bring areas into your relationship with God. Into righteousness. Now, look what it says. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. That's where we have to grow. Now, let's get to this next one. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, mature. That is, those who by reason of use, having their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. So here's what's happening. If you're in a church and being taught God's word, you're in a place so you can mature. And what happens is your discernment, remember, discernment means to identify patterns and traits of the past. So your discernment will help you to identify patterns in your life and traits in your life that are keeping you from lining up with the will of God. You see that? And that's why we need discernment. Discernment is, it's not a gift. Everybody has discernment. It needs to be developed. Spiritual discernment needs to be developed. So what we're doing is we're trying to help people see, we've been talking about trust and inspire versus command and control. Command and control is you're trying to do everything yourself. And like I said, that will wear you out. But faith, when you put your faith in God and you trust Him, see, faith is believing in God and His Word. Trust is waiting on what you're believing in. You see that? That's what trust is. I'm going to trust God till it shows up. See that? That's what trust is. I'm going to trust God till it shows up. I believe what He said to me. See, faith is personal. You hear a word, that's for me. That's for me. I'm going to believe God for this, and I'm going to trust Him till it shows up in my life. You see that? And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to believe Him till it shows up and we trust Him. See, that's why it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. With how much of your heart? All your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. He'll direct your path when you trust Him. Now listen, Hebrews chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. And look what he says. Beware, brethren. So he's talking to the church, right? He's talking to the people of God. Brethren. Brethren means to be from the same womb. It's a Greek word. Adolos. That's close enough. But it means to be from the same womb. In other words, when you're born again, you're born again not of a corruptible seed, but an incorruptible seed.
That's right.
Through the word of God.
Amen.
You see that? In other words, when you're born again, it's forever. It's incorruptible.
Right.
You see that? That's good news, Carlos. So that and we're in Christ. You see that? And that's the idea. Now look, beware, brethren. Beware. You got to beware what's in front of you. What's beside you, what's behind you, what's around you. Beware, right? Now look, lest there be any of you an evil heart of unbelief. Unbelief in departing from the living God. So what happens is when we get in unbelief, we can depart from the living God. And that's what happens. We have belief systems in us that don't line up with what God says. All of us have them. And you know what those are? Those are strongholds. Now pay attention. Remember, we've been teaching on strongholds. People, you know, they'll say, oh, well, you know, well, they're drinking again. Well, that's a stronghold in their life. No, that's not the stronghold. They're medicating the stronghold. They're medicating the pain from the belief system that they have in their life. You see that? They're numbing it. Rather than dealing with it, they're numbing it. You see that? Or smoking a weed, a blunt, you know, whatever you do, or, you know, some kind of drug or something. You're doing that to medicate the pain in your life. That is the stronghold. Now, the stronghold is a belief system. I can't live without that. I need me a drink. I need to do this. You see that? And what happens is a stronghold was a wall, a fortress built to keep things out. See that? And what happens is he says, though we walk in the flesh, we don't war in the flesh. So this war is not in the flesh. It's not carnal. It says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. The word carnal means fleshly. Sarkos, fleshly. It's not put up your dukes. It's not that kind of war. It's an unseen war. You can't see it. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty in God. God is a spirit. Amen. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So we're going to worship him in spirit and truth. It says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to bring our thoughts and to obey Christ and line them up with what God says.
Amen.
And you know what? We can do it. This is not something that's impossible. We can do this. Now look, so what happens is you come to a place like this and you start hearing truth and you start hearing the word being prophesied over you, and sometimes exposure takes place. It talks about in John chapter 3, they hate the light because their deeds are exposed. See? I've seen people come in here and they run out of here because the word is being prophesied. It's exposing something in them, and they want to run. That's the worst thing you can do. When you run from that, that is the worst thing you can do. The best thing you do is stay there and let that thing keep being exposed and get yourself connected with people in the church and keep hearing this gospel, and that thing is going to be healed. Are you listening to me? That's how we get healed, by staying in there and hanging in there. Are we making sense? That's why he says, strengthen the hands that hang down and the feeble knees. Make straight the paths of your feet so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed. Pursue peace with all people. Peace brings your life together and reconciles those areas that are disjointed and out of socket and out of order. It reconciles it. And righteousness is the fruit. Peace is the fruit of you saying, God, I'm going to go your way. I heard this word. That's how I want to go. I'm not going to run away. I'm not going to fight or flight. I'm not going to go eat 10 bags of Mike Sells potato chips and let my emotions wander. You know, I used to get into an emotional thing and I'd go eat me some ice cream. I remember eating Rocky Road ice cream. I'd eat a whole half gallon. The whole thing. That's because my emotions, I was just wanting them to feel good. You see, it's not about how you feel. It's not about how you feel. That's what you try to do. You try to make yourself feel better with your flesh. And now the enemy's winning because you're warring in the flesh what you should have been warring in the spirit. You see that? And plus you're 100 pounds overweight because and then your body starts to break down. And then you see that? All that happens because you're not paying attention to this prophetic word. Are we making sense?
Yes.
Don't get mad at me. This is really how it is. And when we get our emotions, under his auspices, man, we can have our emotions under his auspices. Remember, Psalms 1, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. The word blessed means ashir, which means emotionally wealthy. God wants you emotionally wealthy. He wants you to counsel with his thoughts.
Amen.
When you counsel with him, he's making you emotionally wealthy. You see that? And when you're emotionally wealthy, now you can be healthy towards the people. That's why this whole thing is love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Vertical. Now, when I get that going and I start finding out who I am, now I can love people the way I love myself. You see that? He says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Now I can love people as I love myself. You start loving yourself, not because you're so great, but because he's letting you know who you are.
Amen.
You're going to your creator. You're dependent on your creator who made you and has every answer you're looking for. He's your source for life, the life he intended. When you go to him, he's letting you know who you are. He's showing you who you are. And boy, when you really start to find that out, you don't want anything else. Now your value, your esteem, starts to come up. But when your esteem, the word esteem means value. When your value's down, you hang around with people in the mud all the time. You get on Facebook and you get in big conversations and they're slinging mud. You know, that's what pigs do. They waller in the mud together. And then when you get off Facebook, the pig loves what you got involved in. They like it. They want you to get in the mud with them. Are we making any sense? When you understand who you are, you're not going to hang out on Facebook and talk negative about who you are or who anybody else is. You're going to build people up.
That's right.
Am I making sense? Nothing wrong with Facebook. Nothing wrong with all that. It's what you're choosing to do with it.
That's good.
See? Some people are like pigs. They like to hang out in the mud and just talk mud all the time.
Yeah.
Trash. Shouldn't have time for that. Because you've been created to edify people. See, when you're centering your life around God, that's what you'll do. You'll edify people. You'll build them up. Don't you like that? Now look, when your belief systems is a deficit, it can depart from the living God. And that area of your life will cause problems in your life. Are we making sense? Let's look at this. Then he says, look what he says. But, he uses the word, exhort. Exhort one another sometimes. Oh wait, he says, call your father, you know, next year if you can. Call your the person you got in an argument with, call him up a couple years from now, just forget about it. No. Exhort one another daily. This is the way we're to live. It's real close to the word we just talked about, edify. But it's different. I'm going to help you out with this word. This is the way we're supposed to live. You see, when you don't understand this, you don't live this way. And then you run around speaking all this negative, and you're just going to reap what you spoke. You see that? That which a man sows, he shall also reap. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You speak it. Now it starts. The fruit starts to come in your life. Negative or positive, whatever you're sowing and speaking, that's what you're bringing in your life. Take a deep breath. Let's go. Now, think about this. When you understand, exhort. Now, That baby is exhorting me. That's good stuff. Now listen. Exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. You see that? When you stop exhorting people and you stop that, a lot of times it's because of your own sin. You're deceiving yourself. Now think about this. And here's the thing. God gives you what you want. You see that? What you choose, God will give you what you want. That's why it says, the wrath and the anger of God is against ungodliness and unrighteousness towards men in Romans 1, 16 and 17. But he's not angry with a hammer mad about at you. He's just because he's not having the fellowship he needs with you because he has a better plan for you, a better covenant, a better life. It grieves God to see you not living that way. Amen. Making sense? Because he's your creator. Now look at this. Lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. So now catch this. This word exhort, you know I'm a word guy. You paying attention? This word exhort is the word parakaleo. P-A-R-A-K-A-L-E-O. Parakaleo. And this is what it means. Para, if you break it down, para means alongside. Kaleo means to call, to beckon, to invite, to beg, to plead. So, this is what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to come alongside each other and beg and plead and invite you to make a better decision than what you've just made. We're supposed to help each other that way. Am I making sense? That's the way we're supposed to speak over each other's lives. And this word, it's a compound word, and it depicts someone who is right alongside of a person, urging them, beckoning them, begging them to make some kind of correction in the decision they've just made. You see that? That's what this word exhort means. So this is the way we're supposed to speak to each other. Now listen to the etymology. I did the history and the etymology on this word. I love it. It came from war. Military, war. You know, there's a lot of war going on around us. And a lot of fighting and strife going around us, but also going on inside of us. That's why God wants you to have peace and walk in His righteousness. So you can bring peace to that war that's been going on inside of you. So you can live longer. So you can be happier. So you can have this little something that somebody else wants. And not be miserable as a goose in a hailstorm. Are we making sense? Now watch. This is this word. In ancient Greece, in the ancient Greek world, this word was often used by military leaders. Before they sent their troops into battle, rather than hide from the painful reality of war, the leaders would summon their troops together and speak straightforwardly with them about the potential dangers of the battlefield. The leaders would also tell their troops about the glories of winning and overcoming and walking in triumph. Now listen. Rather than ignore the clear-cut dangers of battle, these officers came right alongside the troops and urged them and exhorted them and pleaded with them to stand tall. To stand tall and face the enemy head-on, looking them eyeball to eyeball with courage and bravery. Am I making sense? Walking by faith. Listen to me, walking by faith and doing the will of God sometimes places us in the midst of spiritual battles. And sometimes these battles aren't won quickly. It takes time and it's a process. I know none of you know anything about that. But we're going to have to learn to exhort one another. And that's what we do here. That's what the church is. A place where we exhort one another. We edify one another. He's building his church that the gates of hell will not prevail against. Remember the word prevail? Stand. Hell will not stand against his church.
Amen.
You hearing me?
Amen.
Now listen. This is significant. I'm going to show you something that I believe is one of the biggest things that's causing big problems today in marriages, in families, in our society, is this financial situation. And the Holy Spirit prophesied this very thing in 2 Timothy chapter 3. Go there with me if you would, Tim. He says, but know this, kenosos. I mean, you know it. How many of you know that we are in perilous times? Perilous means dangerous and violent. It means functions that create and invade emotionally. Your emotions are taking a beating. How many have your emotions been affected lately? Let me tell you something. That's because of the times you're in too. But if you get them under God, you can have peace right in the middle of it. You can stand right there in the middle of it. You can look at that mess going on. Are you with me? I mean, you can just watch it, all this stuff going on, and you can say, thank God I'm a believer.
That's right.
I'm in the kingdom. See, the kingdom of God is a whole nother belief system. And that's what has to be developed. And that's what God's trying to develop. He said the kingdom of God is not over there or over there. It's within you.
Right.
It's in you when you're a believer.
Yes.
Now look. But know this, that in the last days, how many of you know we're in the last days? I was talking to somebody the other day, and they said, you know, people have been saying that all my life. And he's in his 60s. I said, yeah, they've been saying it mine too, and we're still in them.
Right. That's right.
I said, Jesus could be coming back tonight.
Yes.
Well, you know, well, okay, yeah, you know. That's a reality. See, that just wants to excuse them to carry on a little bit more the way they wanted to carry on.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's going to be like the days of Noah when Jesus comes back. They were eating and drinking and being merry, and the flood started coming. And then there's one part that says they were scratching to get into the boat. And God shut the door. Not because God's a mean God, because God's a God of principles. And God is a God of His Word. He can't even go back on His Word. Now pay attention, this is good. And look what it says. But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. Now, the word will come. Those two words. Paying attention, if you're my note takers, take notes. This is what these two words mean. Will come. It's a Greek word. You ready? E-N-I-S-T-E-M-I. That's what those two words mean. Enistemi. It's close enough. Now, this is what these two words will come. This is what it means. You paying attention? I like the Bible. I like the Holy Spirit because He's writing this. You see that? And He forecasted this when He was documenting this. That this is the times we're in. And He's letting you and I know what we're supposed to be doing. Will come. You know what it means? To stand. That's what it means, Carlos. To stand. Now listen to this. It means to stand in the middle of, to be surrounded by and encumbered by. To stand. It means to stand by whatever's being discussed. Whatever's being discussed with a sense that it cannot be avoided. So it don't matter what they're talking about.
Right.
You stand there. And don't let them push you out of there. You stand there and look them in the eye. They might have a question for you, what cause you didn't run off. And then that gives you opportunity to let them in a little bit on some righteousness, on some good news. Are we making sense? It means to stand. We're supposed to stand right in the middle of all this dangerous and violent mess going around us to stand. I'm not going to shuck and jive and hide and get up under the rock. Are you with me? We're going to stand. I'll tell you what, this is good stuff. Now look at this. That's why Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
That's right. Yes.
For it is the power of God to everyone who believes.
Amen.
Everyone who believes. You see that?
Yep.
Everyone. Buddha. If he'll believe, the power's there. Muhammad, if they'll believe, Islam, they'll believe, it's there. See that? Jehovah's Witness, hey, they'll believe, it's there. You got to believe this gospel.
Right.
There's only one gospel. To everyone who believes. Now watch this. For therein, the righteousness of God is being revealed. For therein what? The gospel. Righteousness is only made known through the gospel. Did you hear me?
Yes.
No place else can you get righteousness.
That's right.
It comes through the good news. The gospel. The one gospel. Not another gospel. He said, if anyone comes with any other gospel, let them be accursed. Galatians 1, 9 and 10. That word accursed means not fit to be on the face of the earth. Another gospel is not even fit to be here. There's only one gospel.
That's right.
Because Jesus is the one.
Amen.
You paying attention?
Yep.
For therein the righteousness of God is made known. What's righteousness mean? That's good, Greg boy. Gregory's been listening. Right standing with God. What are we supposed to be doing in these last days? Standing. So if we're standing, if we have his righteousness, we can stand. He wants you to have a right standing with your wife, in your relationships, in your marriage, with your boss. He wants you to have a right standing with your brothers and sisters in church.
Right.
He wants you to have a right standing in your family. You see this? Right standing is made known in the gospel. I like that. I'm going to show you something. Go with me to the next verse, Tim. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money. Lovers of money. Now look, that's the problem. He's talking to the church here. God's people. Lovers of money. Now, this word is the Greek word philargus. Philargus. And this is what it means. It means to love or to be fond of. It means attraction. It means romantic feelings and attraction towards another. But now the object of what the love is here, money. They're attracted to money. They're fond of money. They want money. You see that? I'm telling you, my biggest stronghold when I went into ministry was my dad. My dad took us all to church when we were little kids. And we loved it. My sisters and we'd go to church. Well, he got hurt in church. And I heard him starting to say, all them preachers want is your money. And so he stopped going to church. We never went back to church. That can become a stronghold in you. Because that's not the truth. We don't want people's money. That's not to keep the lights on. That's for your well-being and the gospel. That right there keeps people from moving forward. Keeps them stuck and they can't move forward. It says in Psalm 62:10, if riches increase, do not set your heart on them.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service time is Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.